I regi av den skandinaviske filmfestivalen ble den for svenske filmen Såg på jorden vist I South Yarra I Melbourne. Etter visningen var det lagt opp til en aldri så liten spørrerunde med en av hovedrolleinnehaverne, nemlig den norske skuespilleren Jakob Oftebro. Reporter Lise Othelie Andreassen var på plass for å høre hva det australske publikummet lurer på I møte med skandinavisk film.
Would you please welcome to the stage the very special guest of the Scandinavian Film Festival, Jakob Oftebro.
Fredag 15. juli var det duket for storfint besøk på Scandinavian Film Festival sitt arrangement I Melbourne. Jakob Oftebro møtte en Q&A, eller en såkalt spørrerunde som vi kan kalle det på godt norsk, I forbindelse med den svenske filmen Så og på jorden. Filmen en oppfølger til suksessen Så som I himmelen, som regissert av Kai Pollak 10 år tidligere. Etter visning av filmen, som fant sted I en halvstor sal på Palace Cinema Como I South Yarra, troppet den norske skuespilleren opp på scenen for å dele sine tanker om sin karriere I skandinavisk film.
In the Australian film industry here, and I'm not sure how it is with the Scandinavian film industry, but the industry is very small. So you have to kind of like, you know, if you want to keep working, you have to kind of go from project to project. So how do you sort of navigate that landscape of picking the right project for you?
I guess this industry actually here and back home is very similar. We make like 20 movies a year in Norway, Denmark, and Sweden. So... It's very seldom that you actually get to pick a project. You're standing in line to get a role, and if you get it, you're very lucky. And it's I've had some, you know, sometimes I've been able to choose between two projects, but that's really privileged, I'd say. So, I mean, so of course you can say no if you think I'm not right for the part, or. If you don't think the script is good, or if you think, you know, this is nothing for me, I've tried this before. But very often, you fight to get the part, and if you get it, you're really lucky.
Skuespilleren svarer på alt om sin egen skuespillerkarriere, og til den filmen vi nettopp har sett. Blant annet får vi et lite innblikk I skuespillerens tidlige debut.
Jacob, thank you so much for joining us in Melbourne after your whirlwind tour of Australia. So,
thank you for having me.
Excellent. I've been doing the rounds around all the different sites around the Palace Circuit nationally. So, such a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be here, and thank you for staying.
So, obviously, the Scandinavian Film Festival this year has not one, but two films that you're involved in. Obviously, Gold Coast as well is playing as is in Heaven 2. Now, you don't get to be in those sort of internationally recognised films just by happenstance. You have to obviously forge a career. I'm curious to know what was the inception of your acting work and did you always want to be a performer or how did you sort of get into the business?
I don't know. As an actor in Scandinavia, it's... or as an actor anywhere, I guess it's difficult, and it starts with you know a dream of wanting to be a part of telling a story, I guess, and it started when I was quite young, and then we have this in Scandinavia, and we have this kind of like classic schooling, so we go to 3 years with Shakespeare and Ibsen and take a classical theatre. Background, and then I started working in theater, and then I was lucky to start doing film, and then I guess you know that's where I started to do big film back and forth.
What was your first role in a film? If you can remember, can you cast that back?
My first role was a teenager in a school production, and I was like 15 years old.
Very method.
Yeah. So that was literally just playing myself. I'm very happy that not so many have seen that. So it's terrible. I recall I was very bad. But it was fun though to try.
Det som kanskje litt overraskende at den originale Så som I himmelen gjorde stor suksess I Australia. Derfor ble det naturlig å lede samtalen inn på hvordan skuespilleren taklet å ha en så stor rolle med forventninger til seg.
We'll have a roving mic going around the audience very shortly, but just before we open up to the audience, As It Is in Heaven, as I mentioned in my introduction, I actually, funnily enough, saw the original film in this very theatre complex. It played for months on end in many sites across Australia. Some of the audiences were just absolutely obsessed with the film. You know, people going back numerous times. Was that the same in your part of the world, or was that just something very specific to Australia? Obviously, the film has such a huge impact around the world. It must have been a huge thing to think you were in the sequel of this, you know, massive fan-based film that everyone's going to see.
It was definitely. It was the same hit in Scandinavia and in Norway. I mean, I remember seeing it with my mom crying the entire movie through, you know, and we saw it once in the cinemas and then once again on TV, so it was a huge hit. So when I was asked, you know, being in this sequel, I was like, wow, and now, 10 years later, I was like, okay, and isn't it, how can it that be done, and is it possible? And then I met Kai, the director, and Frida, and we talked about the film and their thoughts about it, and yeah, and it was wonderful, and just felt privileged to come into that universe, you know.
Yeah.
I remember that first day coming into the set and meeting the characters from the previous film was so touching and nice. It was like stepping into a video game or something, because you knew the characters from earlier on.
Som så hører bør, så var det en del skandinavere bland publikum. Men jeg merket likevel til at selv de engelsktalende I publikum la merke til at det en viss forskjell mellom de skandinaviske språkene.
Hi, I know you're Norwegian, and I know you've acted in Danish films. How easy was it for you to learn Swedish?
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was difficult in many ways, because I haven't acted that much in Swedish at all.
Did you have to study it? Or?
Yeah, definitely. And my Danish is good. My Norwegian is perfect.
Which
and
one?
My Swedish is okay, you know. So it was difficult, but it was fun. It was a great honor to be a part of that crew and to work with those Swedish actors. I mean, for me, it was great. So it's always fun with an extra task.
En av de andre filmene på den skandinaviske filmfestivalen den danske filmen Gullkyssen, som Oftebro også spiller I. Rollen I Gullkyssen ganske forskjellig fra den han har I Så og på jorden, og publikum spurte om hvordan den unge nordmannen forberedte seg til de ulike rollene.
So obviously the two characters you play in both films you featured in the festival this year are vastly different. But I'm curious, you know, from an acting standpoint, obviously you just mentioned that you have a theater background. How much preparation and research do you have to do for each character? Because obviously the character in Gold Coast is vastly distant to the character that we just watched and As It Is in Heaven too. So what's the thought process behind that? How do you prepare for a role?
As you said, it's different. It's different because a character like Axel, like you've just seen, he works at the church and he's outgoing, he's a nice person, and to do a character like that, it needs to be done together with Frida, the lead actress. So preparing that has to be together with her, and has to be in chemistry with her. And doing a part like Gold Coast is very different because it's a period piece, and it's a movie about the Danish slave trade. So Denmark, Norway, and Sweden was part of the slave trade. Not very many people know, and that's a story where you really need to go into the part and read about the time. And it's a romantic period, so you need to read Rousseau, you know, you need to know where you come from. And so that needs a whole lot more preparation than maybe an Axel part needs. But, you know, there's the dancing scenes that you need to prepare. There's other things that you need to get into, definitely.
Spesielt for rollen I Gullkyssen var at Oftebro måtte ganske drastisk ned I vekt, noe som var et tema som åpenbart fascinerte ordstyrer Hepburn.
How did you go about that? You hear these sort of classic tales of actors, you know, going through this huge weight regime in order to lose or to gain weight. Could you take us through that? Because it always sounds like an interesting story of how you achieve that on screen.
Yeah, I don't recommend anyone doing it at home. But it was interesting for the part. I mean, living in Africa at that time, everyone almost died within 4 or 8 months because there was no bacteriology. Nobody knew what the illness came from. So it was very often people died in a short term, and then that's why people went down there, because you could go from just, you know, sweeping the floor, and 8 months later you were the governor because everyone else was dead. So that was why very many people went down, and so it was a huge physical change for me, but it was also very interesting to go through that, and you know, the role demanded it, so that's probably why.
And just out of curiosity, how long did it sort of take you to lose the weight, and then you know, regain it to a healthy sort of limit?
That's the terrible thing, you know. Yeah. It takes so long time to lose it, and no time to gain it. Yeah, it's like Christmas.
Yeah.
So.
Som du kanskje kan høre, så var stemningen god, og latteren satt løst i salen blant de oppmøte og skuespilleren selv. Det verker som at både arrangører og publikummere er fornøyd, og det er herlig å se at skandinavisk film blir satt pris på, selv her på den andre siden av jorda.